to have bacon the butchers.
Oh, I was told about that this morning.
Oh,
yes,
so you've got all that. Mm. And where we live now down World's End Lane, the field was, he brought his sheep and calves to fatten up, ready to slaughter for the butchers.
Gosh,
he had a slaughterhouse at the back of the butchers.
Yeah.
Then it was Ireland Seeds next door to us.
Yes.
It was all just flowers and flower seeds.
Yeah.
Very pretty.
Was that where Carrick lives?
Well, that's the butchers.
That's the butchers. That's
next door to me is all
Ireland
seeds.
Yes,
all cut by hand.
Yeah.
And then there was the fruit fields. And they had two big old horses with a flat cart, which they brought boxes and boxes of fruit, which was in season at the time, down to the railway station.
Yeah.
Could be apples, raspberries, strawberries,
whatever.
And on a Saturday morning, they opened the barn, and when they'd got rough apples, you could buy them about 6 months for a big box.
Oh, no! Gosh.
Yes. Now, I told you about the Crab and Winkle.
Yes.
And then they had the cattle market. The Holt was one side, and the cattle market was the other side of the railway.
So where actually did the Crab and Winkle go through then?
It went between this, where this house is built on it now, which is called
the Holt.
The Holt. Oh. And Dr. Lee's house was the other side of the pathway.
Gosh.
And then it went through the fruit fields to get to the station.
Through the back?
Through the back of the fruit fields.
So how did it get to Whittam? No, not Whittam.
No, it went to Inworth.
Inworth?
Tiptree.
Oh, Inworth.
Oh, yes, it used to be a station. Yes.
Oh, no.
There was a station at Tiptree, wasn't there?
And a station at Tiptree.
And it used to drive right into Wilkins to pick the jam up.
And go to Tolles Fish and fetch the shrimps and all the fish.
So what have they done with the line? They must have built all
Built on
line.
Most of it. Built on most of the line.
Oh, it's a shame.
Yes. It was very slow, but it got there.
Yeah. So it went to Inwood. So
The railway station actually was quite... They called it Inwood, but it was nearly into Tiptree it was. But, yes.
Oh,
yes,
so
we got to the... Then there was the... before you got to the Crab and Winkle, there was the art shades, which in July, I think there must have about 50 girls there, wasn't there, that made the lampshade.
And
then they done
outwork
as well.
Yes, I heard about that.
Yes.
Yeah. That's where Greenways is.
That's where Greenways is now.
That's right, yes.